I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
I'm April, VP of the cutting-edge sex toy company Hot Octopus, and I dedicate my life to the business of sex.
We are on a mission to teach you how to have hot sex, deep intimacy, and how to make your own rules for who you are as a sexual being.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com.
And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Happy December. Or December.
Hanukkah?
Yeah, what day is Hanukkah start?
Hanukkah Sameach.
Do you know when Hanukkah starts this year?
I believe, and today is going to be a full moon, the day we're recording.
Ooh!
It's the wolf moon, I believe.
Arr!
And Hanukkah starts, Amy, to answer your question, on December 11th.
I'm going to make you latkes. I bet you're better at making latkes than me, though. Since you were married to an Israeli, you probably know. Did you make latkes?
Never did.
I like making hippie latkes that have zucchini, shredded zucchini in them.
My previous mother-in-law, when I was married, she was my mother-in-law, she was an amazing cook, and she made latkes, and they didn't call them that. I can't remember what...
Not latkes? That's an Americanized thing or something?
I don't know. I can't remember what they called them, but they were so good, so I never got the chance. She tried to teach me, and I didn't understand.
Well, I can't promise mine will be amazing, but I'm still going to make them for you.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's going to be delicious. Hey, everyone. Guess what? It's 2020, almost 2021. We are here today to talk about our favorite sex toys and why we love them. Sex toys are one of our top searched titles, subjects for our podcast. Actually, you all love learning about sex toys. So
you taught me all about sex toys.
I gave her
Amy.
First sex toy, everyone.
You gave me my first sex toy, and then it slowly became
2008. Maybe?
Not powerful enough for my clitoris. Because I always tell people I blew out my clitoris when I was 26.
But it's back, everyone.
But
it's
back, yeah.
There's no permanent damage. This episode is also episode 200. This doesn't include the fact that we have bonus episodes, but this is number 200. That's big. We have over 200 episodes in Shameless Sex. When we started this, we were like, let's just stick to 5 episodes and see what happens. And then we never look back. So, wow, look at us now. It's wild. Before we dive in to talk about our favorite sex toys, we want to give a shout out to Mark, who donated to us on Patreon. We don't really talk about Patreon. We just don't spend a lot of time promoting it, but every dollar helps. And Mark, you donated some money to us, and you're supporting us in our wine drinking, in any products or tech devices we may need to order, any upgrades in Shameless Sex World. So we appreciate you. Thank you for donating on Patreon. You're awesome.
Thank you. And wait, I have to correct myself on what I told you about the wolf moon. It's actually the beaver moon.
What does that mean?
It means, you know, each moon has a name. It's like a blue moon, a harvest moon.
So is this like a vulva moon?
It means it's the moon of the beeve.
So you know what we should do is when the full moon's out, take off your pants, spread your legs, and take in that moonlight all up into that beeve.
What about countries that don't actually have the animal beavers?
Who don't have them in their country?
Yeah.
So is it a beeve moon there too?
I don't know. That's my question.
I'm going to call
it a beeve moon.
I'm going to call it the beeve moon.
I thought you'd like that, Amy.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about toys for beavers.
Well, first, before I do that, I want to do one other shout out that's happening, the OMGS survey.
Oh, yeah.
So OMGS, and actually OMGS is a great product for beavers.
that is a good
segue.
Thing to say.
Yeah, well, segue. But there's a free survey right now. OMGS is taking applications. So if you haven't heard about them, you'll hear more about them later on the show. We love it. It's an online program that teaches you all about sexual pleasure. Season 1 is external pleasure for vulvas. Season 2 is internal pleasure for vulvas. And they're working on season 3, which is all about sex toys, I believe. So they are taking applications from folks to apply who want to be on video and part of this research study. And it's for folks 18 plus vulva owners of all skill levels, experience, and interests. You go to our website and there is a thing on there that says want to be a part of sex positive pleasure-based research, and you click on that and you can apply. So go check that out. Again, vulva owners 18 and up if you want to be a part of research.
Woo-hoo! So it doesn't matter how much experience you have with sex toys?
No, not at all. It's all experience levels.
I wonder if I would be biased though because I know some of the sex toys and what they're supposed to do. If I'd be like, I think this is hitting the right spot.
Yeah. I mean, even for myself though, I've used a lot of sex toys, but I can't say that my body's always changing, you know, so my interests are always changing and then I get used to it. I'm not sure. I'm so curious to see what season 3 will look like when they do it.
I feel like I have to use a new sex toy at least 3 times before I figure out if my body
will respond to it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, when they use a new sex toy, they give up very quickly when they're not responding and they're like, this one doesn't work. And I like that you're saying that, because then maybe just give it 2 or 3, third time might be a charm, or not. Maybe a third time you're like, yeah, still not my jam.
Isn't that our rule for a lot of things?
Is the rule of threes?
The rule of threes.
The third date is a deal breaker or make or break it. The third month and the third year of relationships.
It's for me, or the sixth year is my jam. Usually. Well,
3 times 2.
Exactly. Like, damn it.
Okay. And with that, we're going to dive in. So we have this in categories. We have toys for vulvas. We have toys for penises. We have anal toys that we're going to talk about, kink toys, etc. And I'll just segue. We're going into the toys for vulvas here. OMGS, while it's not a toy for vulvas, it's an online program to learn all about vulva pleasure. This goes in this category. So if you have a vulva or you want to learn how to pleasure a vulva, this is incredible. You'll hear more about how to access it by omgs.com/shameless, and you get $5 off and you know all about vulva pleasure. But April, tell me about what your favorite toys are for vulva pleasure.
I actually met someone when I was in New York City who had my favorite toy tattooed on their body. And shout out to
where on the body?
They had it right here by their heart.
Oh my God.
And it was a little one. And it was the magic wand. And I was like, that's my favorite toy. And I was really stoked that she had that tattoo. Yeah, it was badass. And she said it changed her life. And it has changed my life as well, because I really almost can't use any other external toy.
Yeah.
They're not powerful enough. You just gave me the Mystic Wand, but the Magic Wand is by Vibratex. And
they both are by Vibratex, but the Magic Wand is the one, the creme de like
the baseball
Tesla
bat
of vibrations, you know, so powerful.
It is powerful and it's massive, and I still am a fan of the plug-in version.
Oh, you like the electric one, not the rechargeable?
I have both of them. Yeah. I usually go to the rechargeable, but the electric one that plugs in, there's nothing else like
it. And they last like 20 years.
I know. I told you that I'm savoring mine. And the electric one, I'm like, I don't want it to burn out. So I only use it in special occasions. I have date night with my magic wand.
Yeah.
And it is just an amazing product.
And you can use it all over the body. It's actually, remember the print for it? Because it used to be the Hitachi, the old pictures for it used to show it was like a lady in the 80s massaging her back, but people were having orgasms to it. So it's actually something that gives, especially for folks with like strong vibrations, or they want something, or maybe it's hard to have an orgasm, or you just want the creme de la creme of vibrations, and you can use it all over your body. It's incredible.
Real quick story. So I obviously sell sex toys all over the world. In Europe and a lot of other countries, they don't have the correct conversion. So it's a different voltage. So they do not have the magic wand, nor have they ever had access to the magic wand. And a lot of times, products that are really powerful and sell really well in the States don't do as well in Europe, because I think our vulvas have adapted to, and they just are all
saying
more power.
American vulvas are different than European vulvas.
I think so. When I'm at trade shows, they're like, "This is too strong," and I'm like, "Oh, really?" I'm like,
"We're stronger,
more power."
I've seen people get off through jeans with the magic wand before.
You can, and that's how I learned how to ejaculate was with the magic wand.
Ooh, yeah.
So thank you, Vibratex.
So for everything we're talking about here, everyone who's listening, you can actually get at purepleasureshop.com. It's an adult store that I own with my mama. And my mom actually is who got April and I both into the adult industry. So thanks, Mom. And right now, Pure Pleasure is having a sale until December 15th. This is 2020, where you get buy one, get one 40% off of products. If you're listening after 2020 or after December 15th, you can still use coupon code ShamelessX and get 15% off. But they have all these products. I'll remind you of the code later on.
What's the code again?
You don't need a code for the buy one, get one 40% off. But you know, after, if you want just the regular 15% off, it's Shameless Sex.
Got it.
So one of my favorite products is the Satisfier products. And so they're little suction vibes. It actually almost looks like an ear thermometer, but it has a suctiony sensation. So it vibrates and kind of rumbles and suctions at the same time. But
can I do the noise?
Yeah, go.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Until it's on your body and then it's quiet. But when you first turn on, you're like, what is that?
Sounds like a frog.
Yeah. But then it's on your body. It's quieter. And I love it because it, one, almost feels like a mouth lightly suctioning on my body. But also there's, it's a vibration sensation, and I put it on my like upper part of my clit, sometimes right on my clit, but usually the upper part of my clit. Two, it doesn't oversensitize me, so I can have orgasm after orgasm after orgasm. This has been my go-to favorite for the last year or two. I used to be a wand girl, mm-hmm. you know, the mystic wand, the magic wand, still like those, still love those, but I'm kind of hooked on Satisfyer right now. It's my go-to. Satisfyer, by the way, is spelled Satisfyer, everyone. They have a number of different products, but all of them do a similar thing.
I love the fact that it doesn't numb your nerve endings, so that's why you probably can just keep going and going and going, because sometimes you get that tingly sensation from a lot of intensity.
It's too much, yeah. So it's like your clit's trying to hide.
Yeah, it is. And it really can help you have orgasms faster, I've noticed. Like, yeah. I can have them in under 3 minutes.
I use it in partner play too. I use it in solo play, and I mean, it's a little on the medium size side, and yeah, I can still use it during partner play.
Yeah.
What about dual vibes?
So dual vibes, my absolute favorite one that I helped with the design years ago is the Miss B by Fun Factory.
It's B-I.
B-I. It looks like Miss Bi, but it's Miss B, and it has an external vibe that is, it looks like a little beaver tail, actually.
Oh, beaver!
It does, and it's flexible, and then the portion that's designed to go inside has a little bit of curvature, so you get some G-spot stimulation with it, and then it has a handle on the end, and you press the fun button to play, and then you can kind of stimulate the G-spot, grind on it, you
and
can
use it at the same time.
And the clit at the same time, and even though the external motor is really small, it packs so much power. So dual stim, I think it has like 68 functions, and it's got the German motor. It's quiet.
I can't believe you have to design that one. It's such an incredible toy.
It was because we wanted
can't believe it. You're that amazing.
I mean, I just helped with the design. I didn't design it. Yeah. I was like, it needs curvature. It needs this. It needs that. So I use it for partner play all the time if I'm getting penetrated anally, because you can hold it inside of you.
Well, so everything is stimulated.
So everything is stimulated. Damn. And it does help you get yourself to the next level.
You're getting a noose, G-spot, and clit.
Yeah.
I think this is my mom's favorite toy. One of them. My mom is a couple. I'm pretty sure she's a Miss B fan.
I've had one since it came out, which was 2013, and it still turns on. It works. And it holds a charge. It goes into a standby mode. Yeah. It's quality.
And Fun Factory makes some of the better products in the market. Like, they make some really high-quality products.
They really do.
We've been fans for years, even though you don't work there anymore. Okay, another product that I personally like to wear, and I like to use it like on my nipples and things, but I have friends who are like, oh my God, I love this as their go-to vibrator. A lot of the vibrators that we just talked about are a little more rumbly and on the stronger side. This one, the Vesper by Crave, and we had T on our show, T from Crave, and we did a build a vibe with her talking about all their sex toys that they make. This is a vibrating necklace, a beautiful metal vibrating necklace. They have it in silver. There's gold and there's rose gold. You wear on your neck. It looks sleek. No one knows it's a sex toy unless they're part of the Vesper Club, meaning they own one, and it turns into a vibrator. And it's more on the light to buzzy vibration sensation. So if you're someone who likes stronger stuff, this might, like for me, I like stronger stuff. So this is more a nipple thing for me, but a lot of people like light to medium. So if you like light to medium, this can be great. It's small, it's compact, and you can wear it as a necklace. So this is great for yourself. I want, you know, a 2-in-1 awesome jewelry and sex toy, a great gift item. You want to give someone, here's jewelry and a sex toy, or gift item for yourself. And it's just super innovative. It's metal, so it actually warms up a little bit, but the Vesper by Crave is just such a unique, cool toy. And you know, if you don't want it on your vulva, you can wear it around your neck. And I mean, I feel super sexy.
I just found mine finally. I'd lost it for a while, but I had it packed away in my little surprise kit.
It's Vesper time.
I can't wait.
Just bringing it back out. Bringing it back out. Okay, so we're going to keep talking about penis toys, but before we do, we want to talk about, hey, this is perfect because this is great for this category of products for vulva owners, although Dipsy can also be used for anyone who wants to get turned on. So Dipsy, D-I-P-S-E-A, is an app on your phone that has short erotic stories to get you turned on anywhere, anytime, just for you. It's designed by vulva owners for vulva owners, but again, anyone can listen. I have recommended this to plenty of clients, especially folks who are feeling disconnected from their desire or their bodies, and say, you know, listen to these whenever you want to get turned on or in the mood, whether it's for a partner or yourself, and it has changed their lives because, and then they give a new new story every week. And then they have all these new things that they've added, really exciting stuff that we love. Chip, tell us about those.
Well, Amy knows how much I need to listen to something to help me go to sleep. You yell at me sometimes when we have sleepovers about, turn down the cricket noises. And I was so excited because they added this new section called Sleep, and it has bedtime stories and also this tuck you in section. There's soundscapes, calming noises that help you relax. It's almost like a meditation app. And I was so excited because I've been listening to it every night and it is awesome. And right now, Dipsy is offering our listeners a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/shameless. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipseastories.com/shameless. Again, dipsystories.com/shameless. You're going to love it.
Go check it out. Go get those soundscapes, the calming sounds that be relaxed.
The crickets that Amy's like, no talking and no crickets. I'm like, what about this rain on leaves?
It's funny. I'm like, if it has a white noise fan sound, put that on.
Yeah. But I'm like, this is, it's a waterfall. It's like we're in Venezuela.
Or like thunder.
Yeah. Or ocean going, rolling in and out.
You played some of the sleep stories before. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of calming.
I was obsessed with one for
Matthew
a long time.
Matthew McConaughey's story.
No, it's this Stephen Fry. It was like this lullaby for adults.
Oh.
It was like...
But it's not erotic, though.
No.
That one isn't. Because no. they have stuff. So, yeah. So, I get it.
This is before. So, yeah. Before Dipsy had their access to their new section.
Yeah.
I was listening to that.
It's cool. And then you can go listen to the triple fire ones that are like, get super turned on. We're having a threesome in the yoga studio.
Yeah.
All right. So, penis toys. Known as... The Diaka.
So everyone knows that I have been with Hot Octopus now forever. And for a long time, they only had penis toys. That was their specialty. They've rolled over, but they're known for the most innovative. And this is honestly the most innovative penis toy on the market. It's called the Pulse Solo. And then there's one for couples called the Duo. And what's innovative about this is it uses this thing called pulse plate technology. And it can not only help you maintain an erection and achieve an erection and an orgasm, it can also help you not have to use your hands at all. So if you want just an automatic masturbator to help you come, you can throw this on your penis. It's designed for frenulum stimulation. Where's the frenulum, Amy?
The frenulum is at the head of the penis. It almost like the webbing that's under your tongue.
Yes. So that is where I call it the clitoris of the penis. That's where the bread and butter is and the magic happens. And the Duo is designed so you can use it as the ultimate in foreplay. And there's the Duo Lux, which has a remote for the vulva owner, a remote for the penis owner. And then you can use it missionary style, or you can use it cow-human style,
as we say.
With the vulva owner on top and grinding, and then when the penis is ready, you can go into your next experience. But check out those products. If you're a penis owner that wants to take your masturbation to the next level, you want to add something spicy to your foreplay with your partner.
Or you want to give the gift of, here you go. Because a lot of times people think of sex toys as for vulvas, and or they're like fleshlights or things like that for penis owners.
Fleshlights sold out too, so this
is perfect
time. You
can't even get fleshlights. But these are great gift items for you. Like, oh, because they're, why not? Why? And some penis owners are like, why would I want that? I can just use my hand. What are you saying for that?
I say, okay, why do you drive a car when you can walk?
Yeah.
It's like the same concept. Like, you're driving a car. Why use your hand when you can use this amazing technology?
Try something different.
You
get there faster,
yeah,
maybe.
It's like the Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
And didn't you give your partner one?
I did. And my partner said that they thought that it was awesome, first of all, but they said they were like, oh, I can totally see why this would be really helpful for folks who are dealing with maybe some premature ejaculation. Let's not use that term. Ejaculatory control issues. Because it is so intense and you could edge with it to the point where you actually learn to maybe get off later on so you can actually have more control over it because this is so intense, right? So you can use it as almost like a training device because of its intensity.
And please be mindful and use the three-time try rule.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble articulating today, but...
The rule of threes,
because it is a different sensation. The pulse plate is an oscillator. It's not a vibrator. So your body takes a minute to adjust and get used to the sensation. And speaking of new sensations, I love a vibrating cock ring. And in the history of vibrating cock rings, there has never been one more powerful and actually as ergonomic as the Atom Plus by Hot Octopus. I also helped design this one.
The ATOM.
I have, so remember how many cock rings when I worked at Pure Pleasure, I had probably at least 10 of like the screaming O that are like $20.
She's the cock ring master.
The vibrating cock rings were my jam because they're great for couples play. You can throw it on, it's hands free, and you can actually grind on it and orgasm. But I found that none of them were strong enough, and none of them actually, I felt like, hit the right places. You know, the clitoral tickler on some of them that are like little rabbit ears. Yeah. I would just cut them off. I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
And the Atom Plus actually is designed with this top motor for the vulva owner, so you can grind on that. And then it has a base motor that stimulates the perineum. Where's the perineum, Amy?
The perineum's the taint. It's between the balls and the anus.
They call it the gooch on the East Coast. And so that area is actually a very erogenous zone that can be highly pleasurable. And I like to look at some of the designs of the perineum stimulation devices that aren't Atom Plus. And I'm like, those are hair pullers right there. Those are going to pull your hair out. You need pressure and a lot of intensity to have that perineum get the right amount of stimulation. So this product, the Atom Plus, not only stimulates the shaft all the way down to the tip of the penis, it actually puts some constriction on the blood flow because it's tight. So you get testicle stimulation, perineum stimulation, penis is vibrating, and when you are erect, it will help constrict blood flow. So if you have erectile issues or anything like that, you want to last a little bit longer, this will help you all well. If a partner's grinding on you, they will probably have an instant orgasm. Or if you're penetrating anally, also feels really nice.
Everyone wins.
Everybody wins. So Atom Plus, check that one out. My favorite.
A-T-O-M, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Not like Eve, Adam and Eve.
Not like Adam, the founder of Hot Octopus, which everyone laughs when I say Adam. They're like, did he name it after himself?
Like, I'm like, no.
No. He said it's like the atomic bomb.
Oh, that's good. I love him. Hey, shout out to Atom.
And you love... which Atom Plus, you need some lube to help you get it on.
Yes. So I am a huge, huge fan. You've all heard us talk about this before. We've been talking about this since we started our podcast, Uber Lube. And we are going to talk about this for this episode specifically for our favorite sex toys. And I know it's not a toy, but lubricant is something that I feel like everyone should own. And it is by far our favorite. We are not lying. We are obsessed with this lubricant. Both of us. We are absolutely obsessed. And everyone we've given it to, they are like, I need more of this. I love this. So Uber Lube is a long-lasting silicone lubricant with no nasty additives. It has a little vitamin E in it, so it feels velvety. And it feels like almost like a moisturizer on your skin. It's very vulva-friendly. It's great for anal play. It's great even for oral. If you put your mouth on the bit so you don't get a mouthful of nasty lube, April likes to even put a little in her mouth for oral, and it adds a little almost like a natural lubricating sensation. It is some of the best. It's that kind of lubricant that when you use it, you say, I didn't know lube could be this good. The bottle itself is absolutely beautiful. You can leave it on your nightstand and it looks like a nice cosmetic. So I'm going to recommend this for people who just want to try the best lube ever. Or for folks who want a great gift item, stocking stuffer. I would love to find a bottle of Uber Lube in my stocking. Or maybe on an Easter egg hunt. Put one in a little Easter egg for your children, but it's
stocking
incredible.
Stuffer.
And Uber Lube is, as always, if you go to uberlube.com and you use coupon code shamelesssex, you get 10% off and free shipping. They have all different sizes. There's travel bottles.
I want to add one tidbit. Every time I use another lube, which I'll try some because people give us samples all the time, I just have to go back to Uber Lube. I'll actually add it to the lube that I'm trying because I just am obsessed with it, yeah. Especially for anal play, because it lasts and lasts and lasts until you don't want it to last anymore.
Yeah.
It's not, sometimes if you use a thick silicone lube, it'll be on you for 3 days and it's not my cup of tea when that happens.
Or you feel greasy. Mm-hmm. There's that. A lot of lubricants either. So a lot of silicones, you feel greasy. Like, oh, I can't even get this thing off and it feels really too much on my body. Or water-based, you feel kind of sticky or where'd it go? And then oil-based is kind of limited for some folks because especially some vulvas, they don't respond well to oil-based. So Uber Lube is, you actually want it on your body. That is so rare for a lubricant.
So
obsessed.
Speaking of lubes and anal.
Anal.
I said anal.
I love anal.
That every time we say anal, drink a sip of something. There you go. I'm drinking right now.
We are. Margins wine.
Margins.
Hey.
So I love the booty plug is one of my favorite. It's a non-vibrating plug that is also by Fun Factory. We mentioned the Miss B before, and booty has been around for ages.
How do we spell it? B-O-O-T-I, right?
Yep.
Like, T-I-E.
B-O-O-T-I-E.
Yeah.
Yep. The booty plug. And it comes in small, which is great for beginners, and then a medium size. So, which if you're even training, you can get the small, medium, and large size that you can have in between your cheeks. There's like a little crescent stopper, so you can wear it and sit on it and walk around with it, and it's comfortable. It's silicone, so it's squishy. You could throw it in the dishwasher after you're done with it if you want to, because there's no motors.
Your housemates
inside
are
of it.
Stoked.
Your housemates will be stoked. Just do, you know, run it through a toy cycle, and it will actually help you have a more comfortable anal play, so it doesn't take you as much time to prep if you are planning on doing that, or you're new to anal and you want to prep your bum and make sure it's a comfortable experience. Go check out the booty plug. They're reasonably priced and they are really great products.
So one thing about a lot of people, like, why do you use butt plugs? And butt plugs can be great for a number of things. One, just that feeling of fullness, that pressure can feel really nice. I think it's actually kind of hot to have, you know, insert one in front of my partner, have my partner insert one. Also, butt plugs are great for relaxing the muscles. So if you want to move to something larger, say a dildo or, you know, homegrown penis or whatever you're into playing with, you would put that in to relax the muscles. And then when you need to do a little bit of foreplay or play, whatever play you are into, and then when you take the plug out and then you move to something larger, things should be more relaxed. So the booty plug, like April described, the small for beginners, the medium for me would be like, is like my perfect go-to size for an everyday plug.
Yeah.
The large is like, I'm really going for it, but it's not crazy.
For the deep anal fisting.
Yeah. Cause I'm so into deep anal fisting.
You can wear the medium or the small, probably the large for some folks too. And then if you're getting penetrated vaginally, you can actually get some G-spot stimulation because of the way it puts pressure in the bum.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And you know, there's a lot of weird shapes for butt plugs, especially the base, and the base of the booty plug is brilliant. Like it's rests between the cheeks really well. A lot of other ones have like thick.
You were the
circles.
One that pointed that out to me because I always loved the booty plug and I didn't understand why it was my favorite.
Yeah.
Even though.
So you tried a weird one with a huge
base?
Yeah,
it's so obvious that I'm like, oh, I used to sell the shit out of those when I worked at Pure Pleasure.
You
sell
the shit out of it talking about a butt plug right now?
Sorry. I used to sell a lot of them. Sorry,
no,
Mom.
You can. Mom's into it. Speaking of Mom, if you're all like the products we're talking about, you can go to Mother's website, also mine too, purepleasureshop.com. Use coupon code shamelesssex for 15% off year round. But if this is before December 15th, 2020, it's automatically you get buy one, get 40% off. So here you go. Go shopping. One other shout out for anal plugs that I really like. If I like butt bling, you know, so this is the base of y'all for all of your butt toys. It needs to have a base. You need is a flange or a base because the butt doesn't have a stopper. It keeps going into your colon and things. So that you need that for safety. And April and I were talking about, not all bases are created equal. I really like the aesthetics though of these butt plugs with bases that have a jewel on it. So if someone looks at your ass, they're like, hello, is my butt bling? You're all fancy. I'm a big fan of Rianne S's booty plug sets. It's Rianne S is a separate. So Rianne S booty plug, and she spells booty BOOTY.
Rianna.
What did I say? E. Rihanna? Is she Rihanna?
It says.
I thought it was Rianne.
Oh, it says Rihanna right here.
Or go look up both. Rihanna or Rianne. Her booty plug sets. And they come with three sizes. So you get all, I believe it's three. It's two to three sizes. And there's silicone ones and there's also metal ones, but you get butt bling. So it's a great gift item where if you just want to, you know, dazzle your own ass and walk around go downtown in your city, know that your butt is blinging as you walk around.
We can't forget to mention a booty plug with a foxtail on the end.
Oh, come on. Love foxtail booty plugs.
Foxtail booty plugs. If you want
to be an animal
to come out, go and check those out too. They are on Pure Pleasure Shop site. They're so cute. I've seen one laying around Amy's house before. I was like, okay.
I wasn't wearing it.
She was not wearing it. It was not in
the
butt. It was laying around. Yeah, it was someone random.
I have yet to be wear an animal. I've yet to
what?
Wear an animal butt plug.
Why?
It's on my bucket list.
I know.
I've done some wild things, but
I'm disappointed. I don't think I have.
Let me think back to that.
You had an anal hook, but no foxtail.
I have been anal hooked before. Thanks, Jaylene. Oh my God. Jaylene was on our podcast for a bondage episode, and I was a demo model for her practice, and I got anal hooked. This podcast was made possible by Sakara. We shamelessly talk about pleasure all the time, and we want you to know that pleasure isn't always about what's between your sheets. It's also about what you're putting into your body. Time to pleasure your taste buds with Sakara's healthy yet super yummy organic ready-to-eat meals made with powerful plant-based ingredients that can help you reach your health goals without ever sacrificing taste. Pleasure really can come in the form of tasty food. My mouthgasm told me so.
Every time I eat one of Sakara's chef-crafted meals, I feel amazing. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, these meals really do boost your energy, improve your digestion, and get your skin glowing. Plus, there's a new menu every week. And right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakara.com/shameless or enter code shameless at checkout. That's Sakara, sakara.com/shameless to get 20% off your first order. Sakara.com/shameless. Your taste buds deserve pleasure too, so go check it out.
This podcast was also made possible by OMGS.com. OMGS is a research-based online program that teaches you all about how to pleasure the pussy. OMGS studied thousands of vulva owners to find out how they orgasm and then made beautiful animated modules and super honest short videos to give you ways to reach even more pleasure. I've been recommending OMGS to my clients for years, and it's been changing their lives.
We all know pleasure is fluid and ever-changing, so why not add more tools to your pleasure tool belt? OMGS is for everyone, so whether you are a vulva owner or you just love vulvas, OMGS will give you the techniques to get your O-face on. There are two seasons to choose from and hundreds of gorgeous videos to explore, so go see what science says about pleasure and visit omgs.com/shameless. That's omgs.com/shameless to get $5 off your OMGS access. Again, omgs.com/shameless. Go check it out. Now back to the show.
Okay, let's talk about couples. Couples toys. So this is couples partner toy. Even if you're not in a couple, you are in a partnership or you're just a lovership. You're just playing with someone. These are things that you can use with someone else.
Ooh, my fav, my absolute favorite is the Digit for couples play. It's great if you're wanting something that is helping your hands become their own little vibrators because you wear it like a piece of jewelry. It's comfortable enough that you don't even recognize that it's on. It's not heavy or weighted, and it packs a lot of power for being so tiny. It's Hot Octopus's Digit, D-I-G-I-T, and what happens is it's kind of one of those flexible products. So if you have thicker fingers, you can still put it on either like a ring or you can clip it on. So it will be great for doggy style play, the old reach around, or if you want to stimulate yourself while it's on your hands and partner play, solo play. And it's compact enough where you can throw it into a bag and it operates with just the touch of your finger, like your thumb. You can switch any mode with just your thumb.
It also looks badass. First of all, whenever I wear it on my hand, I'm like, I'm a fucking badass right now. It fits really comfortably. And everywhere you put your hand, you're vibrating for that. I just knocked her dog off the couch. Sorry, Ledge. So you don't have to think about it. Like, you can put your hands on nipples or on vulvas or on penises or on balls, and you have a vibrator there that you don't have to hold. It's absolutely brilliant. And they're really affordable too, by the way.
For being so small, it really is so strong and quiet.
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant design. Good job, Hot Octopus.
Yeah.
Okay, so We Vibe is a really popular brand for couples or partnered toys. We Vibe is known for this almost like this C-shaped vibrator that a vulva owner can wear, where there's one part that goes in and there's two different motors. There's one motor for the clit, there's one motor for the internal G-spot area. So one part curves in on the G-spot, and then it kind of loops around, and then there's this external part that's on the clitoris, and it gives vibrations all over. So if you're a clit person or you're a G-spot person, it's giving you vibrations everywhere. But here's the cool thing. One, hands-free. Number two, it's rechargeable. They're waterproof. Number three, you can use it for partner play because the internal piece is so narrow that you could actually still have a penis inside of you at the same time, depending on the size of the penis and the size of the vulva. You can have fingers, dildo, etc. So it adds vibrations for your lover as well if they're inside of you. So it really is one of the ultimate partner toys that folks can play with if they want everyone to experience the vibrations. And it's just when it came on the market, how many years ago? It was like 10 years ago or something?
More than that. It's been around since
Since we started, we were
at Pure Pleasure.
It's like 12, 13, 14.
It had to be.
And it's brilliant. It was, and so now, but here's the thing. They keep revamping it. We're a huge fan of the We Vibe Chorus. It also works with a Bluetooth app. So you can have an app on your phone and you can control it with this app, which also means that as long as you're in Wi-Fi, you can control it from afar. So say you're in a long distance relationship or your partner's just traveling somewhere, you have the app, you have Wi-Fi, you could vibrate them from another country. So it's absolutely brilliant. This is the We Vibe Chorus. We also really like the Moxie by We Vibe. It is a panty vibe. So it kind of has a magnet on one side and it's flat and you can put it inside the liner of panties or just on top of the panties and the magnet keeps it in place. So it's another hands-free. A lot of people ask about those like wireless panty vibes, but some of them are weird, like the way they fit on your body or in the panties. And this one actually makes sense. So if you're wanting more of a clitoral hands-free experience, and this is more for solo-y vulva stimulation.
I also
try the Moxie.
I love the Moxie because when we were able to go out to dinner, it would be something fun for date night.
Still?
I know that's true. It was just kind of a fun little, because we had the Moxie, 3 months sent to us 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And so I was able to take it out and my partner could operate the
Cause that's the app too, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it was just remote.
There's a remote or you can operate it with the app. I think it has both capabilities, but we use the remote and it just added a little fun spice.
So they vibrate you from across the table.
Yeah. From across the table. And you're like, oh, and it gets you all prepped up. I also want to say that another couple's toy we talked about in the penis toy section, We Vibe's great for the vulva owners to wear and then the penis owner can experience it. But the Duo, is one that the penis owner can wear. And it's the Pulse Duo and the vulva and penis owner can. It's the hands-free thing that really makes couples toys as
people love that.
Awesome.
And that everyone gets vibrations or stimulation, right? Like, and you know, you could put vibrating cock rings in here too. Depends. I would say we're talking about heterosex, but also not, because you could use a vibrating cock ring and it would work for, you know, two penis. Yes, I guess you need a penis. Although you could put a vibrating cock ring on a dildo. It just doesn't really vibrate it that much. But, you know, for the most part, you're talking about a penis with a vulva when you're using these. And I believe the We Vibe Chorus is also in that category. Okay, so two other things in couples products that we want to talk about before we talk about kink. One of my favorite books that is, to this day, it was my favorite book 12 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
And
I remember you
talking
about it.
Still is brilliant.
Yeah.
101 Nights of Great Sex. My favorite books in terms of couples, creative ways to connect, or a gift item you give it to your lover. This is great if you're going to a bridal shower, a bachelorette party. Well, I guess no one's going to these parties anymore because they're all on Zoom. But hopefully in 2022, when you're listening, that's not the case. But it's not one of those things. It's like kiss here and lick there. It has 101 sealed pages. So you can't look at them ahead of time, and you open it and it tells you, here's a very creative, well thought out, in-depth way to connect with your lover. And it's erotic, it's sensual, it's sexual. I believe it's much more on the hetero side of things, but it's really sexy gift and very creative. And I just think that it's really smart. So 101 Nights of Great Sex.
It's like an advent calendar.
Totally.
All year.
But 101 of them instead of just, I don't know, what do they do? 24?
We could do one a week and then you'd have 2 years of something, almost 2 years, because there's 52 weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Brilliant. Love it. So that's a great gift item, or a gift item for yourself. Also, massage candles are great couples items. So massage candles, they are soy-based generally. What does that mean? I think there's some that are hemp too, right?
Don't go dumping whatever candle you're burning at your house.
Unless you're into that.
Well, but if you want third-degree burns, because I've thought about that.
Some people are into
before.
That.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Some people are into some crazy pain. I mean, as I say crazy, that's a judgment. Some people really like pain.
I just burned my hand a little bit, and I'm like, ow.
Well, you didn't consent to that. You weren't trying.
True.
The people that consent to it, they might like pouring your basic beeswax candle, but those melt at a very hot temperature. So you pour that, you can leave welts on people. So unless someone has not, if they haven't consented, please don't do that. But what massage candles do is they melt at just a warm temperature, and you can pour it even while it's lit. It's just warm. It won't burn anyone. And it turns right into a massage oil. So it's kind of a key, like light kink, right? I'm pouring this oil on you while this candle's lit. And it turns right into massage oil. So it's two in one, massage candle and massage oil all at the same time. There's a lot of different brands. If you go to purepleasureshop.com, I forgot the category that you look at. I should go check it out. But there's ones that are made of hemp. There's edible ones that you can actually lick off as well.
They smell really delicious too.
Yeah, they're absolutely incredible. I think if you just look up candle on there, but I can go find it right now. Wait,
it's under
essentials.
Yeah, body and massage.
Oh, she did it. Mom, you give her 5 points for being on top of it. Massage oils and lotions.
Mom gave me 5 points?
Mom's going to give you 5 points for being more on top of it
than
me.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, you go to massage and massage oils and lotions.
Ooh.
Good job, Chip.
Thanks.
Okay, what about kink?
Oh, kink. So we've done a couple episodes on kink. And remember, even if you do not classify yourself as some BDSM person or kinky, there are still fun things, no matter who you are out there, that you can tap into that are... You can hide them. You don't need a dungeon. You can hide them under your bed. Like
I want a dungeon.
The bed restraint system.
I want a dungeon under my bed.
I've used forever. You can either put it between your mattresses if you have a box spring, or you can just put it under your mattress if you have just a regular, I don't know, platform bed. Mm-hmm. And then when you're ready, you can get them out. And there's one that Liberator makes that's really great. They're Velcro. There's some that are a little bit harder to get off. And it's just a fun way to kind of... take up the ante a little bit with your partner or on your own. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
You can just put something between your legs.
I think they're awesome. So yes, if you go to Pure Pleasure site and you go to sex toys and then bondage and fetish and go to restraints, they're on there. And there's multiple styles. And what you'll see is, so this is the bed bondage restraint kit is one of them. There's strict bed restraint kit, and they all have different, like one has more pleather cuffs and one is more Velcro cuffs. And like April said, it's really cool because it's there when you want it, but it's undercover, right? So again, get consent before you're going to tie someone up. But as long as you have consent, you can pull it out anytime you want to. If someone comes over, they don't have to see it because it's tucked under your bed. I have a friend that just stayed at my house for a couple nights. And she sent a photo to myself and a couple friends of, because there's these cuffs that are dangling on each side of my bed, but they're kind of tucked under. She's like, you know, she had to change the sheets. No, they're like pleather material, which I really love. I think it's a strict bed restraint kit. I love them. They're super comfortable. And she's like, this is what happens when you stay at Amy's house. You just see Amy's little kink kit dangling under the bed.
I also want to say the one product that I've had for ages, as I never have considered myself super kinky, but maybe I am more than I thought, is the 5-piece hog tie and cuff set by Sport Sheets. I love that thing and I've loved it. It's gone through many of partners with me and still have it and I still love it.
Ties your arms to your legs.
Yeah. So it's hog tie. So you're
like a piggy.
Wrists are bound to your ankles like a piggy.
Aw. And so with kink, I'm just getting a great visual of April. Now someone's whacking off to that as we speak. So with kink, there's a lot. There's, you know, the restraint world. There's things that are more about sensation that you can play with, whether it's giving sensations like floggers and things like that, or taking away sensations, which would mean, or senses, I guess, so like using a blindfold and things like that. And if you're new to that world, we talk about this on the podcast. A lot of people use the term vanilla in a way that can be kind of, I don't know, hurtful or offensive. And so I think that it, you know, it's not this linear thing. We all get to decide how we identify, but it's a fun exploration. If you're brand new to the world, you can start soft, and these restraint kits are an easy way to start because they're not like super intense or hard to use. But this is a great way to spice things up. Go try something different. Use a blindfold, or bondage tape. Bondage tape is awesome. I think bondage tape is like $12, and it looks like almost like a caution tape material, but it's not sticky, and you can wrap it around, turn it into a whole bunch of different handcuffs. These are just great ways to try something new and add a new sensation and play to your sex life. All right. That was a lot of information there. Hopefully.
We talked really fast today too.
We're not even on any cool like caffeine or anything like that.
I drank some caffeine.
I had coffee like hours ago.
I've been sipping on mine for a while.
Oh, well. Yeah. All right. I guess April is. But I'm just excited. We haven't podcasted in a while. And I love... Sex toys are one of my favorite topics.
Me too.
I mean, it's also something that we know very well. Because not only do we have this podcast, but April and I... I've worked in a retail store and now work on the manufacturing side in the sex toy world. So we are very familiar with sex toys.
Aren't you happy I didn't become a lawyer?
I'm so happy you didn't become a lawyer, although you could be our lawyer if we needed one. But
no, we know some people.
I know some lawyers. Okay, so in closing, if you're interested in any of these toys, once again, go to purepleasureshop.com and you can get one 40% off right now until December 15th, 2020. Discount is automatically taken when you go to checkout. And if it's after that, use coupon code shamelesssex and you always get 15% off.
Is that if something of equal or lesser value?
The lesser value, you get the discount.
That's awesome. That's a really good deal. So if you buy two toys that are $130 and $125,
you get 40% off the second one.
That's really awesome.
Time to go shopping. Whether it's for yourself or someone else, why not? Give the gift of pleasure to your yoni, to your pussy, to your wang, to your cock, to your anus.
Beaver.
To your beeve, to someone else's anus. To your grandma's anus. Oh, just kidding.
Only if she says it's okay.
Yes, only if it's consensual. What's the last gift item we can talk about that doesn't really have anything to do with our favorite sex toys, but Margins Wine.
Oh, Margins Wine. We're sipping on the Sangiovese right now, and
it
is absolutely fantastic. It's great for winter, but we have some Muscat Blanc in the fridge
Muscat Blanc.
And some Chenin Blanc. So go to marginswine.com. All you have to do is sign up for the newsletter, and that way you'll be notified when there are new shipments coming out. There's something between 3 and 4 a year, so it's not a lot. You won't be bombarded. And if you go to shamelesssex.com, we have coupon codes. So if you buy 3 or more bottles, you can save some money with the excess code. So go check it out. And thank you, Margins Wine, for being boutique, fabulous, women owned, operated, and made. We love you.
We love you, Megan Bell. Oh, and also that coupon code is in the show notes, just so you know.
All right, we're going to go drink some wine, eat some food, and
be merry.
And be merry.
And have some ogre.
To all of you, and to all of you, and some mouthgasms. To all of you out there, if you have just 10 minutes right now, actually 10 seconds, go ahead, rate us on iTunes. We read every single review because you are part of the Shameless Sex Revolution, and we love you. So let us know if you love us too. All right, y'all, we're going to see you next Tuesday. Ciao for now. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com.
And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.